Drawing his deadly scimitars, he landed on the monster's back and ran up its scales to get to its head. The basilisk reacted as soon as the dancing flames outlined its head. They did not burn, but their outline made the monster an easy target. The basilisk spun back, but before its head had turned halfway, the first scimitar had dived into one of its eyes. The creature reared and thrashed, trying to get at the hunter. It breathed its noxious fumes and whipped its head about. The hunter was the faster. He kept behind the maw, out of death's way. His second scimitar found the basilisk's other eye, then the hunter unleashed his fury. The basilisk was the intruder. It had killed his Rothe. Blow after savage blow bashed into the monster's armored head, flecked off scales, and dived for the flesh beneath. The basilisk understood its peril, but still believed that it would win. It had always won. If it could only get its poisonous breath in line with the furious hunter. The second foe, the growling feline foe, was upon the basilisk then, having sprung toward the flame-lined maw without fear. The great cat latched on and took no notice of the poisonous fumes, for it was a magical beast, impervious to such attacks. Panther claws dug deep lines into the basilisk's gums, letting the monster drink of its own blood. Behind the huge head, the hunter struck again and again, 100 times.